Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, Hannah Martinez, and this is Tiny Talks. I'm here with Christy Drinkard for a special episode today. We're going to be talking about gender inequality in the workplace. Welcome, Christy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Christy, shall we get started?
Yes.
So can you tell us a bit about gender inequality and how it affects women?
Well, yes, gender inequality is where men and women are not equal and that their gender affects one individual living and in workspace.
Can you tell me how far back this goes in the workplace?
Yes, actually, gender inequality in the workspace goes as far back as the 1800s.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really understand how long women have been mistreated. Generation after generation, women have been trying to prove themselves to be good enough. Back in the 1800s, women were expected to stay home, cook, clean, and take care of children. And yes, that motherhood aspect in a children's life is important, but what about a fatherhood?
Yeah, a lot of children grew up without a father figure, which makes it a lot harder for women. They basically have to do two different jobs, and most people don't see that as a problem. It's just expected of women.
Exactly, and most women have jobs to try to support their families. That's why it's so strange to see women working.
But I thought it was more common to see women working nowadays.
Yes, it is more common, although it's still an abstract idea. Women were allowed, or let's say work, until the 1920s, so it's still a fairly new idea for people. And yes, there are a lot more women working nowadays. It's only because of increasing rise of women empowerment.
That's so interesting. I had no idea that women have only been working for such a short period of time. Now it says, I remember you told me about an experience that involved your aunt.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how we learn so little about these very important things. And yes, my aunt did have a very unpleasant experience at her work.
Well, can't wait to hear about that. But first, a word from our sponsors.
A huge thank you to our sponsor for today. Tiny Mike, ever want to start your own podcast but never had the right microphone?
Well, with Tiny Mic, now you can. It's portable and easy to use. Just plug it into your phone and your podcast journey begins. Thank you once again, Tiny Mic, for sponsoring.
Welcome back. Now let's get back into Christy's story. What happened?
Well, basically what happened was my aunt got fired from her job because she was simply a woman.
Oh wow, they really fired her for her gender? Or did she do something wrong?
Oh no, she was actually recommended to get a promotion. She was one of the best people that worked there. They made an excuse saying that guys had to get the job because a woman simply couldn't handle it.
That is so messed up. Just because she's a woman, that doesn't determine what she can and cannot do.
Yes, and that's how it's always been. Women have been seen as less than when it comes to pretty much everything. Men have so much power and control over women. Gender doesn't and shouldn't determine your worth, but people just can't seem to see that.
Yes, it is very true that people only see each other for physical appearance and not for who we truly are. Gender doesn't determine anything. Sure, males have things that women don't, but women are just as strong.
Exactly, and I wish the world could just see that and understand that as well. We need to be teaching our sons and daughters that gender does not define you.
Well, that's amazing. Definitely needs to be taught. Well, that's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much for our special guest, Christy Drinkard.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
We had such a great time having you. And once again, a huge thank you to Tiny Mike for sponsoring this episode. Thank you for tuning into Tiny Talks, and this is Hannah Martinez, signing out.